message to Illinoisans is, as we know through the referendum that Illinois separation had 2 years ago, we know that at least for those 25 counties, there's an overwhelming amount of support for what we're doing. But in order for this to happen, okay, 2 years ago, the referendum passed, now what? And what we need to do is organize and energize and connect with all these people throughout the state that are supporters, because that's another thing that will help is when the legislators see that it's reached a tipping point, that this is what the people want. One of our county committee chairmen was in Branson, Missouri, where a lot of Illinoisans go to have vacations. And he talked to about 50 people from Illinois while he was there. And of those 50 people, 50 of them thought splitting the state was a great idea. Only one of them had heard of New Illinois. So that's our challenge. It's like the solidarity movement in Poland. They'd been under communism for 40 years, and then one day an electrician from their shipyard decided he wasn't going for it anymore. And what happened is the people caught the vision and supported it to the point that they were able to get rid of their communist government without a civil war. And so we think that's the key, is the people. The people have to support it. And so that's my word to your listeners. Now, as far as our event in Effingham, we're going to have a couple of speakers there. One is Ted Dabrowski, a nationally known financial expert, president of WirePoint. And the other speaker is going to be Mark Allen Motzinger. He's a historian from Southern Illinois. He's the president of the Saline County Historical Society, and he's also on the advisory board of the Illinois State Historical Society. And he's going to talk about really a fascinating story about the historical roots in Illinois of the divide between Southern Illinois and Chicago. And so then we're also going to have presentations by our finance committee, taking that deep dive into how a formation of a new state will be an economically feasible thing. And we'll also have our chairman of our Constitution Committee talk about what we've been doing in writing a constitution for a new state. We also, as I mentioned, we operate through county committees. And we don't yet have a county committee in Effingham, even though I know there's so many people there that support this movement. And so I would just suggest to your listeners, if you're interested in getting involved, you can go to our website, shoot us an email, give us a call, and let's see about starting a county committee in Effingham.